The winter air is crisp. The sun goes in and out this morning, and each time the clouds part, you feel its warmth through your layers of long underwear, shirt, vest, and jacket. What are you doing here? You, whose experience of winter sports is sitting at home in your most comfortable chair enjoying the Super Bowl and hoping the announcers are stellar because you can't exactly see the TV. Or maybe you are a Harry Potter fan and vicariously play Quidditch on a broomstick in a snowstorm. Either way, nothing has quite prepared you to be a long way from home, here with a group of people who were mostly strangers until yesterday, standing in boots that are mounted on two very skinny, long wooden sticks, and hoping to figure out how to propel yourself forward with only the aid of two disturbingly lightweight poles and the verbal instructions of your partner in crime, a sighted skier who will be your guide on the snow for an entire week. All around you, people move, the distinctive click of ski poles tapping against one another as someone picks them up out of the snow where they've rested as their owner applied sunblock or adjusted their cap, the muted jab, and gliding swish that tell you the skier and guide ahead of you are off down the trail. Tracks are straight ahead, looking good, looking good. Tracks curving right, and straightening out. We are coming to a little bit of an uphill, so you tense with anticipation as the sound of their skiing recedes. That's gonna be me in a minute, you realize, wondering whether you're up for this. You ready to go? Your guide asks, and you gulp and say, yes. For the first little while, it seems like absolutely everyone is not only skiing by you, but is positively flying down the trail, calling out as they pass, happily greeting you by name and saying their own as well. Although you are largely focused on staying upright, everyone's open-hearted enthusiasm takes the chill right out of the air and has you smiling even as you work to maintain your balance on the snow. You ski on and suddenly realize that you've been climbing a gentle hill for some moments. You stop, turning your head toward where your guide has stopped beside you. Together, you start to laugh at exactly the same moment. In that instant, you know that your guide is not here for you as much as here with you. Also, you've just skied up that hill without falling. Or, perhaps you don't have great use of your legs and have decided to try sit skiing for the first time. You've transferred from your wheelchair to this low seat on a tubular metal frame that's mounted to a pair of Nordic skis. As you and your guide go about securing your waist strap, the one that goes over your legs above the knee, and the one that helps to hold your ankles in place, you work to sit as upright as possible. With your legs bent at the knee, but mostly straight out in front of you, your guide shows you how to double pole. For you, skiing will be all about using your upper body and your core muscles to push yourself forward and to stay upright. Although the first uphill of the trail has you gritting your teeth as you work not to slide backward, you know you are in good hands as you feel your guide brace the back of your ski and start a steady, light push that takes away some of the strain. Just when you think your shoulders and arms will go on strike, it happens. The trail levels off. Then your ski begins to pick up speed on that downhill your guide swore was coming. You sigh with relief as your shoulders loosen, lengthening your pole strokes to go even faster. Your laughter builds along with your momentum until you feel as though you are flying down the hill, still staying attentive to your guide's rapid, exacting instructions to lean left, lean a little right, straighten up. It's like riding a motorcycle. Okay, pick up your poles and just enjoy the ride.